Yes, welcome back to BBM 98.7 FM here with your boy, Buster Bost, on the Drive Time Show. I hope you're all ready for another deadly set of tracks. But before we do get into that, I want to have a very special yarn here with someone who is very, very rich in culture in the music industry, and especially in his way of life as well. And all the way from Ottawa, Canada. We've got Cody Coyote on the line. Hey, Cody, how are you?
Hey, Ani, I'm doing good. How about you?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. You know, just chilling and, you know, staying the 1.5 meter distance away from everyone, you know, the standard.
Oh, yeah, no, I feel that.
Yeah. So how are things in regards to COVID over in Canada? Is it pretty hectic over there?
I think the best way to describe that is, like, a lot of our realities have changed. I know as a musician, all of my gigs got canceled for the rest of the year, so I've had to, like, now adapt to this, like, online performance environment.
Yeah.
And everything has now turned to a virtual standpoint, right? But things are okay. You know, people are doing their best to stay safe. They're keeping their masks on. They're socially distancing. And just being smart about it, for the most part, you know, we're all in it together. So I like to remain hopeful and remain positive, even though, you know, the world has changed drastically.
Yeah, it is taking a turn for the worst, especially the start of the year, and now it's hopefully dying down around where I am. Hopefully, it is where you are as well. But yeah, it's just what something that you just got to deal with, and especially with our life now, you know, everything's taken a more virtual turn, especially with, you know, like yourself with gigs and we just had a recent CIAF, which is the Cairns Indigenous Arts Fair, and it's just all the Indigenous art and whatnot, and yeah, it's just all gone virtual and online, so I guess that's the only way we have to deal with it for the time being, eh?
Right. Yeah. And like, I think that it's also a gift that we're able to still continue connecting with each other in that way. Right.
Yeah, definitely.
And, I feel almost like maybe it's just me, but I almost like feel like a sense of responsibility to try and lift people up during this time, especially because as artists, bands, musicians, whatever they want to label us as, we have a message that we want to share with people. And for me, it's a lot about reality. It's a lot about the things that I've been through. That's what I put into my music. But, you know, some people might just want to make, like, feel-good music, and that's the kind of music we need right now, right?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Very, very wise words there, brother. And people, I'm pretty sure people out there will take a lot of inspiration from that. So very, very deadly. So when I start this show, I normally like to say, you know, where you're from and who your mob, where you're from, that's sort of like who your tribe is, you know, like who do you represent as your person? So where are you from? Where is your mob from? Where's your background from?
Oh, I love this part. I'm going to follow some protocol that we have in my territory.
Yeah, cool.
I've always been taught to introduce myself in my traditional language.
Of course.
Ani Bojo. Asin Ni Ode Nin Kodi Coyote Nandishnakaz Nishnabe a King and Donji Ojibwe Nishnabe Nindao Matachuan First Nation and Donjuba. And I was just saying hello and welcome. My spirit name Asin Ni Ode, it means stone heart in my language, and it's because I have a strong heart. In the hip hop world, people know me as Kodi Coyote. I was born and raised on unceded, unsurrendered Algonquin territory, which is now so-called Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. And I was saying I'm Ojibwe and Anishinaabe from Matachuan First Nation, which resides in Northern Ontario, Canada, in Treaty 9 territory.
Wow, awesome. Very, very awesome. Especially for someone of my background, and I really love connecting with other Indigenous communities out there in the world. And that was just that was very deadly to hear. I loved all of that. That's awesome, man. So strong heart, eh? That's very awesome. also,
Appreciate
so, oh, good. So, like you said, you're a bit of a, you're not a bit of a, but you're a rapper in the music industry, and you got a couple of nomination in Best Rap and Hip Hop CD and Single of the Year in 2015, as well as a Best Music Video category award at the 2008 Indigenous Music Awards. So you want to give us a bit of a background, like a background check on your music, bro?
Yeah, like I've been doing this for, well, at least since like 2013. And what it initially began is an outlet for me in high school. It ended up growing into a craft. And I just kept dedicating myself to writing poetry, writing lyricism, experimenting with different kinds of sounds. And fast forward to where I'm at right now, I'm 28 years old. I feel it's also important to share this, and I'll tell you why. I'm 8 years sober from drugs and alcohol,
nice.
And that's played a really big part in who I am today as an artist. I often feel that in today's industry, a lot of people think it's all about like partying and, you know, drugs, alcohol, and all that kind of stuff. But for me, like, when I look at hip hop and when I look at rap and when I look at this genre of music, I acknowledge where it comes from. It comes from people who were oppressed in the South Bronx in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually not too far away from where I live. It's about a 7-hour drive.
Oh,
but,
wow.
You know, acknowledging that as an Indigenous person, that spoke to me in so many different volumes. So, like, talking about my experiences when I, you know, wasn't in recovery is important to me, but also talking about different contexts of my own experiences. And I know that a lot of people have listened to my music and they're like, hey, you know, this song makes me feel this way, and that says something. It says that people are looking for hope, right? But
yeah.
So a little bit about what brings me to the table in that context.
That's very, very awesome there, Cody. When it comes to music, especially for myself, I always look at before I do, like, well, not like a song, but, you know, before I get deeper into an artist, I always like to, you know, find out where they've come from and what they're rapping about. And if you know, but yeah, of course you'd know, with everyone, you know, all the young ones coming through the game, it's all about drugs and alcohol, you know, and going out and partying 24/7. And it's okay to live that lifestyle. So when I first heard your new single, we'll talk about that very soon. When I first heard that, you know, that I was like, wow, you know, this guy got some talent, you know, like, this guy is like legit, the legitness, you know. It was like, I was like, wow, this song is great. And I started listening to more and more songs, and I loved each and every one of them, and it was just crazy. So it is what it is. And it's their lifestyle if they want to do such a thing. But, you know, was it 8 years? 8 years you've been sober for? That's just a phenomenal, you know, phenomenal achievement there, brother.
I appreciate that, you know. And part of that, too, is just, like, I don't know what things are like over there for our Indigenous relations, but I know what they're like over here. People think that Canada is this so, like, such a wonderful place to live, and it isn't for Indigenous people.
Mm.
And we often get labeled with stereotypes that we're alcoholics or we're drug addicts and this and that, you know. And people don't understand that stuff, it's coming from trauma.
Mm.
It's coming from intergenerational trauma that's been passed down from the Canadian residential school system, as well as things like the 60s scoop. And my father was actually a part of the 60s scoop. And that's when the Canadian government forcibly apprehended Indigenous children from their families in the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I didn't grow up with my culture. I didn't grow up with my language. And I ended up finding a place of acceptance with other Indigenous folks here in the city that I grew up in.
Yeah.
And they jumped me into a gang. And I spent, you know, a few years of my life being involved with them and, you know, not really enjoying the violence and all that kind of stuff, but they did protect me from people who were being prejudiced towards me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where things started to really, you know, become real for me. Like, this is like the struggle that a lot of our Indigenous people are going through, our Indigenous youth, because they don't know who they are, they don't know where they're from, they don't know anything about their culture.
Mm.
And when I see the drugs and the alcohol being glorified in music, maybe that's where they're at that point in time, right?
Mm.
And maybe that's their reality at that point in time. But I know where mine is right now, you know, and I try to reach them before they have to go through that stuff. But everyone's going to have their own walk of life and experience.
Yeah, I think you'd find a lot of that is similar to here in Australia, you know, with alcohol and in Indigenous communities becoming outraged. You know, like there's some communities out there that limit the amount of alcohol you can bring in for such things, you know, like especially with domestic violence and whatnot. It's a big problem, and it seems like it's not just here in Australia. It's all around the world for Indigenous communities, so... We got to try and stop that. Yeah. So, moving on to some more music-based stuff here. Who inspired you, or what inspired you to get into the music genre you are in today?
I said it before, and I'll say it again. Mm-hmm. His name's Gary Davis. A lot of people would know him from a film called Indian in the Cupboard, and I knew him as Lightfoot, mm-hmm. as many other people did. He was a hip-hop artist, Cherokee, and when I was younger and I was in high school, you know, I had listened to some other old-school hip-hop artists, but when I came across Lightfoot, I was like, this is the guy. Mm-hmm. Like, this, for me, this is, like, what I want to do. I want to be able to be like this, you know? And yeah. I idolized him, and I still do, even what he's doing today. Like, he does a lot of keynote speaking, and yeah. I've actually done that on the side now, too, as well as some workshop facilitating for youth.
Okay.
And just following that journey and having that kind of person to look up to was really influential to me, at least.
Yeah, awesome. Okay. I remember Indian in a Cupboard. I remember watching that back in English class. I can't remember what year, but it was a very, very good movie. And I think a lot of people took a lot of inspiration from it, especially in my class as well. So, it was a very good movie. So you want to give us some insight on this new Deadly song you got coming out? I believe it's called Dubway. Dubway?
Yeah, awesome. You got it. That's awesome.
Yeah, sweet.
A lot of people usually like struggle with the pronunciation, so I definitely got to give you props on that. It's really awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Anytime. So the Dubway, it means truth in my language.
Okay.
And it comes from that word, Dubway Win, right? Also
yep.
meaning truth. And I wanted to create a message for our Indigenous relations that have faced the stereotypes, have faced those challenges, have faced that intergenerational trauma that we're talking about, and really just giving a message of hope and empowerment, saying we're going to find a way out of this struggle that we're in, you know, because... Mm-hmm. I've been all over so-called Canada, coast to coast.
Yep.
I've seen so many parallels. And even what we've talked about today, you know, the parallels even over there in Australia for our Indigenous communities, like domestic violence, there's gangs over there. I know the whole situation of stuff based on things I've spoken to other folks about, right?
Yeah.
The parallels that we focus on here, doesn't necessarily just mean Indigenous communities over here. I want Indigenous people to be able to take away some stuff from this song. And even during this pandemic that we're in, we're going to need hope, you know? And I strongly believe that we're going to find a way out and that we can do it together. There's a phrase in my language that I got quite familiar with, and it was Mamawi Wichi Tata. And some people would say Mamawe Wichi Tata. And that means all together we support each other.
Ah, oh, very nice. Very, very nice. In regards to your music and your culture, there's a young brother here in Australia. He goes by the name of Baker Boy. You may have heard of him, but he raps in his language, you know, like his proper cultural language. Do you have any songs that you've rapped in your cultural language?
First and foremost, I'm a huge fan of the artist that you just mentioned.
Actually,
I work for a radio station, you know, over here, and we play his music, so it's pretty cool.
Okay, cool. Very nice. Very nice.
Just a quick side note.
Yeah.
I have quite a few songs The more that I'm learning my language, I actually participate in a language class every Tuesday and Thursday during this pandemic. And even prior to that, I was always looking and like asking questions like, what does this mean? How do we say this? And just talking with elders that I have in my circle. Mm-hmm. And there's a song that's called Ganawin and Dizawin, which means self-reliance in my language. And also Wakwajio, which means to be set free.
Yep.
And Mandado Dawagin, which means spirit drum. And there's actually going to be a music video coming out on October 1st for Mandado Dawagin. And it will be speaking about my journey as an indigenous youth and what I went through.
Awesome. You pretty much just answered my next question. I was going to ask if there's any new music, maybe an album coming out, possibly?
Oh, yeah. So that's the fun part, too. I have so much that I'm working on right now, my friend. I'm just, like, so excited to be sharing this with you, you know. The way it's like, the first little preview of the next album that I'm planning on releasing in the new year.
Okay.
And that album's going to be called Passage, which is also talking about, you know, the things that I've gone through and diving a little bit deeper and being a little bit more personal about my experiences.
All right, very nice. So you mentioned there that you work at a radio station yourself and you do a little bit of keynote speaking. Is there anything else you do besides the music game?
I actually just launched a clothing brand. It's called Bamadzuin Collective, and Bamadzuin means life in my language. With this clothing brand, the main focus that we have for it is to help out disadvantaged communities, and this means, like, everybody. So especially during this time of the COVID-19 pandemic, we're hoping to, raise funds to be able to give back to people. If people don't have access to things like soap or disinfectant or masks, like, now is the time to try and help out the best that we can. And, you know, I wanted to do it in a way where people can wear something that they feel proud to wear. We're not supporting capitalism as is, like, where people are going to be making loads of money and just sitting in their house in, like, I don't know, like, Beverly Hills or something, like, a big mansion. Like, I have a thorough understanding of what's happening in our communities, and for me, like, entrepreneurship is a vital way for us to be able to take back the power and take back that space for ourselves. And ultimately, with this clothing line, I want people to be able to feel confident about themselves as an indigenous person, but also acknowledging that when we take that power back, we can create so much change together.
Yeah, awesome. That's that sounds very, very good. I might even have to invest some of my money into that clothing brand, if you have my size, of course. Good. So, just before we do say our goodbyes here, brother, where can people find your music? So, like, pretty much just give yourself a shout out, give yourself a big rap. Where can people find your music, your clothing brand, and everything else?
So if people want to get access to my music, I'm on all platforms: Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play. If they want to get directly to my website, it's CodyCoyoteMusic.com. And if they want to follow me on social media, it's at CodyCoyoteMusic on every single platform. Another thing that I wanted to add, I think it's really beautiful to be able to share this with you, my friend. Where I'm from, we don't believe in goodbyes.
Okay.
We don't say goodbye. We don't have a word for goodbye. We say Bamapi. And Bamapi, it means until later, and that means either in this lifetime or the next. We're always
going to
see each other again.
Awesome. So, Bama P. So, pretty much, it's not the end. It's we'll see each other again.
Exactly. Bama P.
Bama P. All right, cool. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show, my friend Cody. Such a awesome yarn. Probably one of my favorites for the year. You know, just to just to engage in someone, especially in your background and in your culture, you know, it's always good to meet another brother from or sister, of course, from the States or Canada, and especially with your background. So thank you very much for reaching out and giving us a bell, pretty much. So thank you very much.
Oh, Kishimiigwech, thanks for having me, and Bamapi.
Bamapi, my friend. Yeah, very deadly young, right there with Cody Coyote. Such a very, very deadly brother right there. And like I said, and I'll say it again, probably one of my favorite yarns in the whole year. So thank you very much, Bamapi. And to all you deadly mob out there, hope you're ready for some more deadly tracks. Thank you for listening. Peace.
The struggle, trying to find a way out, no sense. I believe that we can. It's time to share a little truth. That way.
Need dollars in the dream. Gotta do it clean. Street scholars in the beans. Speak proper to the teens. Protecting all the youth. Offer them the means. Respecting all the troops. We gotta let them speak. Preach. Tell the whole world what you see. Living on the res or living in the streets. Reach. Tell them all about the history. Pain and misery. Followed by your victory. Healing the trauma. Breaking all the cycles. Dealing with problems. Done feeling idle. Feeling the bottom. Stronger through the trials. Building the blossom of you becoming idols. Endlessness. Excellence. Catch us in the element. Messages of medicine. Time to make them prevalent. Evident. Elegance. Magic so preeminent. Messages so eloquent. The kind of make you celebrate.
That way. We're gonna find a way.
Isn't about me. What if we all tried to make it about we? Envisioning our shine, a vision we all see. What if we all tried to make this about needs? Needing to be kind, needing to be free. Freeing our own minds, changing how we speak. Needing to be wise, leading our own peeps. Healing from old times, painting our own peace. Face it, break it, lateral violence. Open up your eyelids, the lateral kindness. Shaping, making, natural guidance. Notice the vibrance of everyone smiling. Everyone vibing, know that we're chilling. Make a rest classic, that's how I'm feeling. Everyone riding, know it's a given. To make the best happen, that's how I'm living.
That way, we're gonna find a way.
All my people gonna find a way out.
All my